You may be seated. And if you would please, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Luke. We're going to go to chapter 22 and we're reading verses 14 to 20. Luke 22, verses 14 through 20. If you're using the Bibles in front of you, you will find that on page 746. Luke chapter 22, we read these words. It says this: "When the hour came, Jesus and his disciples reclined at the table. And he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.' After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" This is an awesome passage of Scripture, and look forward to hearing what God has to say to each of our hearts this morning. God bless.
Sharing with us this morning, normally we would dismiss Children's Church at this time, but because of the nature of the service this morning, we're not going to do that. Because we want the children to be able to be here with their families for the time of communion. I want to just kind of work our way through a little bit of this particular day. Several months ago, we determined that we were going to be having a baptism service on this particular Sunday. And so we have been planning for that. And there was a sign up put up, and there were four people that said they wanted to be baptized. And so I took the sign up down, and four more people came to me and said, "Where'd the sign up go? I want to sign back up." And so I put the sign up back up and took it back down. Several more people came and said, "I want to sign up to be baptized. Where's the sign-up sheet?" So I finally just put it up and left it up there. And so today we're going to be celebrating at 2 o'clock this afternoon the amazing privilege of being baptized, a time when people demonstrate before the world that they have met Jesus Christ as their Savior and that they are committing themselves to following Him and to honoring His Word. And as a family, we need to share together in that celebration. And so we want to invite all of you to come out to Chase's at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we're going to be celebrating together that blessing of baptism. Now, I just want to give you a few little instructions before we receive communion. Number one, if you're going to come out to the service today, which we would love to have you there, bring a lawn chair with you. That's number one. For those of you who are being baptized, I just want to, as delicately as I can say this, make certain that you wear clothes that will not embarrass you when they get wet. Because that can happen. And so, you know, wear clothes that are not going to show through after the baptism takes place. Also, I just want to remind you, bring a change of clothes. There will be a place for women to change, and there will be a place for men to change afterwards. So please come prepared for that. Or if you just want to sit on your towel on the way home, a towel which you need to bring with you. If you want to sit on your towel in the car, that's your choice. But we want you to know there'll be a place for people to do their changing after they are baptized. I think that's pretty much everything I need to cover with that. But when we were working together on this baptismal service, I decided we ought to just make this Sacrament Sunday. And so today, we're going to be sharing in communion in a few moments. Pastor Homer beautifully read Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 20. I'll be rereading that again, just as a kind of reflection moment. And then we're going to be asking the ushers to come, and they're going to distribute the elements, and we'll take communion together. Communion was established by Jesus himself. And it was to be a memorial of all that he suffered and went through for you and I. It was his identity with us through the bread as being man and having the physical body. And it was his identity with us through the blood. As we take of the cup, we are to remember that his blood, in a spiritual sense, washes and cleanses and takes away our sin. And so, as we celebrate, this is a tremendous memorial. And I am just so looking forward to that time when we meet together in God's kingdom. And as we meet together in God's kingdom, we will share together with him. And in my mind's eye, I picture Jesus anxiously awaiting that moment. Because he said he will not participate in that until we all get there. And there'll be that amazing communion service where we celebrate the amazing grace of God, where we take together with our brothers and sisters, not just from here, but from all over the world, from every generation. What an amazing moment of praise and worship that's going to be. But until that time happens, we have this moment, and we have this privilege. I want to read to you verses 20 or 14 through 20 of Luke chapter 22 at this time. And when the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it, gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus, at this very sacred moment in time, was demonstrating to his disciples a connection with them and with his Father. A connection that would give us the opportunity to be able to be united with God and with each other in a very unique moment. This particular ceremony is a memorial. It's a memorial to the suffering that Jesus Christ went through in order that we might have life. It is a memorial to remind us that Jesus Christ is the bread of life. It is a memorial to remind us that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin. And how Jesus then became the perfect Lamb of God and willingly shed his blood that we might have life. This ceremony is vitally important. It's important for our spiritual growth and development. And it's important for our connection to one another and our connection to God. Paul was writing to the church at Corinth. And as he was writing, he was talking about some of the abuses that were taking place in their celebrations at that particular church. And so he laid back down these directions. And he talked about how every individual, before they take of the Lord's Supper, should take a moment. And they should reflect in their own lives and evaluate themselves to make sure that all was right before they took communion. He said, many sleep because they've abused communion. For a long time, I just interpreted that as being many are dead because they abused communion. But you know, I think that phrase that Paul used had a deeper meaning. And I believe that he was referring to the fact that people have fallen asleep spiritually. Many of you sleep because you've taken wrongfully. And I think that's what he was referring to. And so that's why he declared to them, take a moment. Search your heart. Search your soul. Make certain all is well with you and your Lord. And then let each one take. In the evangelical church, we practice what is called open communion. Open communion means that you don't have to be a member of this church to share together in this moment. But you should be a member of the body of Christ. Someone who has received Jesus as their personal Savior and who's going to be honoring God with their life. So I encourage you, in a moment we're going to take just a moment of silence. I encourage you during that moment to search your heart. Make certain that all is right between you and Jesus. Then we'll take of the elements together and share as a family, the family of God, in communion. So I'm going to ask everyone to please bow their heads and close their eyes for a moment. And let's each one take that moment of personal reflection. And then we'll share together in communion. Our gracious Lord Jesus, we come before you right now and we give ourselves to you. And we pray and ask that your Holy Spirit would bind our hearts together with you. We pray that your Holy Spirit might just fill us with your love and your grace, with your mercy and your passion. And that, Lord, as we take together of communion, that we might reflect back upon your great sacrifice. Now, Father, we ask that you would bind us together with the cord of your love. And we'll give you thanks and give you glory and praise, for it's in your incredible an awesome name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask for our ushers to come back forward. And what they're going to do is they're going to go through and distribute the bread. We're going to ask a couple of them to do that. Then we're going to ask a couple of them to take the cup. and distribute them as well. And we ask that you please hold off on taking until all have been served. And then we will take together in communion. Jesus, the scriptures tell us, after supper, he took and he broke the bread and he distributed it and he said, take from this, all of you. That simple little phrase, all of you, means that none are excluded who want to come to the table of the Lord. But it was a significant moment in the life of those disciples. And he said, this bread is my body which is broken for you. As often as you do this, you show my death until I return. We're going to pray for the bread and then we're going to take. And in the process of that, let's remember the suffering that Jesus went through as the bread of life, the suffering that he went through in being broken for us in our sin, the suffering that he went through to be able to give us life. So let's pray, and then we'll take of the bread together. Our gracious Lord, thank you. Thank you for this memorial and these symbols. So very simple and so very common. And yet, Father, so very vital. Man cannot live by bread alone, your word tells us, but it's an essential, vital thing. And we know that man cannot live at all without the blood. So, Father, the combination of these two demonstrate our spiritual opportunity in you. Thank you for the brokenness of your body that gives us life. So, Father, bless this symbol with your grace. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Would you please take together? Scriptures go on to say that after this, Jesus took the cup. And he said, this cup is the symbol of my blood, which is shed for the remission of sin. As we take of the cup today, we are agreeing with God that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was perfect and pure, and that he truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And that he truly is the perfect sacrifice. And that the cleansing that comes by his blood goes deeper than the stain and the power of sin. So let's pray for the cup and then take together. Our gracious Lord, again, we bring this cup to you as a symbol of your shed blood. Father, your word tells us that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Then your word tells us that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the earth. And so, Father, this symbol is a symbol of our cleansing. This symbol is a symbol of our hope and our joining together with you. So, Father, as we take of the cup, we ask that your Spirit would bless our hearts and lives together with great grace and with great love. For it's in your glorious and holy name we pray. Amen. Would you take of the cup together? hymnals and open up to number 191. Please take your hymnals, open up to number 191. There's power in the blood. And as we sing this, let's sing in celebration of what God has provided for each and every one of us. We have peace because Jesus Christ became the bridge that would bring us back to God. We have joy because He has sent His Holy Spirit to indwell us and to give us all hope and love and grace. I trust that as you leave here today, you leave with a renewed sense of the presence of God, of the sacrifice of Jesus, and of the hope that we have for eternal life. We're going to pray, and then we're going to ask Matt to come and lead us in a benediction. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, thank you. Thank you for this amazing privilege we have to assemble together and to worship you. Now, Father, we ask that you would be with us through the remainder of the activities of the day. May your Spirit wash over us in great power, in great love, and in great grace. Father, bind our hearts together with the cord of your love and fill us with the power and the authority of your Holy Spirit. For it's in the name of the Father and the Son and the Spirit that we pray. Amen. Matt, would you please lead us in a benediction?